This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan G. Cruz. Date of birth is March 11, 1978. Case ID number is 3871666. Date of exam, September the 20th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 2/15/22, from Dr. Guillermo Pichero. Identifying information. This is a 44-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy, back injury, left shoulder and knee injury, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in September of 2021, where he worked as a safety specialist for 3 years. The claimant also worked on the oil field rigs for 10 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he rents an apartment with his wife, who works as a remote service representative. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. Number two, back injury. Number three, left shoulder and knee injury. And number four, depression. History of allegations, diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having symptoms of blurred vision and a weight gain of 25 pounds. He denies any symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, or nocturia. He also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet. The claimant checks his blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 90 to 160. His last blood glucose level was 150. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8.2. He is presently taking Trulicity 3 mg/0.5 mL q/week, Synjardy XR tablet 25/1000 mg qd, and he has been placed on a diabetic diet as well. His condition is fairly stable and appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, back injury. The claimant states that in 2008, he was lifting his daughter and had been lifting heavy objects before that time when he felt a sharp stabbing pain in his lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down to his left leg. No surgeries were performed, and he was told that he had herniated disc from L1 to L5 from an MRI exam. He was also told that he had a L3/L4 ruptured disc. The claimant went on to have 4 months of physical therapy and appeared to respond well to the therapy. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Donna Cooper. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, helping sometimes with the laundry, and walking in the park. He has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 4 months of therapy for his back pain. At the present time, he is taking gabapentin 600 milligrams BID and Aleve 220 milligrams, two tablets, QD, PRN is needed for pain. The claimant states that when his pain is severe, he takes also ibuprofen 600 milligrams, two tablets, QD, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain / lumbago, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, left shoulder and knee injury. The claimant states that in 2010, he injured his left shoulder and left knee area. The claimant sustained a partial rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder and a left meniscal tear of his left knee. He went on to have surgeries to release adhesions of his left shoulder secondary to capsulitis. He also had a left arthroscopic knee surgery to clean out his left knee injury. He was given 2 injections of Synvis, which he states did not help him with his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening every 3 days. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 1 hour, climb 1 flight of stairs, with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He's right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Guillermo Pichero. As noted earlier, he's on gabapentin 600 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 600 milligram, 2 tablets QD, PRN for pain, and Aleve, 2 tablets of the 220 milligrams PRN is needed also for pain. His physical activity includes walking in the park and doing home exercises. Allegation number 4, depression. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop depression secondary to his economic and physical condition. The claimant states that he suffers from sadness, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, weakness, and decreased energy. The claimant gets frustrated and cannot understand why he's had problems with his knee, shoulder, and back. He is presently on no medications for depression, and his condition appears to be fairly stable. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts at this time. Family history, he does not know his father. His mother is 71 and has hypertension and also had a cerebral vascular accident. Medications, Trulicity, 3 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters, Q-week. Synjardy XR tablet, 25 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams, QD. Atorvastatin calcium, 80 milligrams, QD. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams, BID. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, QD. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, left shoulder and knee injury, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, depression, back pain secondary to multiple herniated discs, and lumbar strain, diabetic polyneuropathy, major surgeries, left shoulder removal of adhesive capsulitis performed in February of 2022, and also a left knee arthroscopic surgery for a small left meniscal tear in 2010. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking, of drinking six packs of beers on the weekend for 6 years. He states he no longer drinks at this time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature was 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 268 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 127 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General. This is a 44-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T in the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/25. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal. The claimant had a few palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical thoracic and the lumbar spine, where he was able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch for the hands and feet, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the left knee appears to have some mild crepitus sensation. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of his left knee and mild lumbar sacral back strain. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild lumbar sacral back pain and left knee, crepitus knee pain. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. Number two, a back injury, dash, mildly abnormal physical exam, lumbar sacral back strain slash lumbargo. Number three, left shoulder and knee injury, dash, the left shoulder has been treated with a adhesive left shoulder capsulitis surgery to remove adhesions. Claimant does have a normal physical exam for the left shoulder. He also had a left small meniscal tear, which was treated with arthroscopic surgery. The claimant does have a normal physical exam for the left knee with some crepitus felt with range of motion. His condition is stable at this time. Number four, depression, dash, mild, not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan G. Cruz.